Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Cattle futures bounce back pretty good today. The October's up $1.85 at 124.12. December's up 250 at 129.65. February up 282 at 133.25. The feeder cattle were up 307 in September to 155.27. The October's up 270 at 158.15. November's 257 higher at 159.72. Midday box beef was down 74 cents on choice at 325.19. Select up 227 at 294.43. Of course, the Packer, JBS in Nebraska plant, heard mixed reports there. One group saying they're going to open back up quickly, and the other was saying that they've canceled delivery. So I'm not real sure what's going on in terms of the specifics, but the market likes it today. Packer margins are estimated at just over $1,000 a head, so really, really good there. Even though that's down from 1,066 last week, still 1,000 a head, of course, is really good. Feedlot margins are somewhere around $92 a head. So at this point, it looks like things are going pretty good all around. The feeder cattle index is 155.09, which is right in line with where the September feeder cattle futures are currently trading at.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
The grain futures were higher in corn. We were about 7 cents higher on the December corn, right at $5.20. December corn's had a pretty good run the last 2 days following that USDA report. This is about the highest close since going back to about a week here on the December corn. So hopefully we get some follow through. I've heard reports out of Central Illinois that the crop, maybe we're expecting somewhere around 240 bushels an acre. It's 220 to 230. So maybe a little bit disappointing there, but you have to kind of consider that's not an official report. That's just some talk. The beans today were anywhere from 1 to 2 cents lower. November beans down 2 at 1282 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat 13 to 14 cents higher. Kansas City December up 15 and a half at 701. So we're back above $7 there. Really, really good move to be back above that. And the Minneapolis wheat in December 885 and 3 quarters up 9 and 3 quarters. Today's cotton futures were up 85 in D's at 93.66. March up 82 at 92.78. And then this morning we kicked off today with a lower than expected consumer price index number. Just slightly lower than expected, but currently the equity futures, the Dow's down 287, the S&P's down about 25 points, and the bonds are up a penny or 1 point here at 165.24.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.